Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood has long been a hotspot for drug use and violence. When school is out, there aren't many safe places for kids to play. And this summer, the city is downsizing a program designed to help with that. Residents say it's another example of disinvestment in the area. And WHYY's Sammy Cayola has their story.
For many Philly kids, summertime means freedom, riding bikes, going to the library, eating ice cream. But in Kensington,
when we go out on summer break, it's like a lock-in for them.
Awilda Balbuena is the principal of Gloria Casares Elementary School. She says her students and their families can't get from their homes to the school, the library, or the playground without seeing drug use, nudity, or worse.
The things that the children have to see along the way from point A to point B, no one should be seeing it. I've seen parents closing their children's eyes as they're walking past.
Enter Play Streets, a city program that ropes off select blocks to traffic so that kids can play outside and get free meals. On some play streets, teen mentors called play captains lead games and educational activities. On a recent morning, I watched them go whole hog on a game of Keep It Up with a handful of kids. The fire hydrant was spraying, everybody was running.
We're gonna play Keep It Up in the Air.
But this summer, the city canceled 7 Kensington play streets due to safety concerns. New Kensington Community Development Corporation Director Bill McKinney says that is a problem.
Once we have determined that a street is too unsafe to have recreational activities on, but children still live there, what are we doing?
Rebecca Fabiano has lived in Kensington for 15 years. She runs Fab Youth Philly. That's the nonprofit group that hires the teen play captains to work on the play streets. She gave me a tour of the area. We walked past tents, over garbage and needles, past people so high that they could barely stand.
We're gonna walk one block over to F because you can't get through.
There are some blocks where she won't place teens.
In 2019, we used to be able to walk down Kensington Avenue with a shopping cart, no problem. But since fentanyl has infiltrated the drug market, it has been a game changer. Like we had to eliminate entire pockets because you just can't safely get there.
But there are blocks she thinks should have been play streets and aren't, like Monmouth Street. It's a quiet one-way street that's home to several families. 20-year-old Ryan Joseph Antipuna grew up on that street.
You felt like you could just do what you wanted to do without being, like, scared.
He still lives there, but he says a lot has changed.
2014-ish. That's when it started really getting bad around here.
Still, he thinks his street should be open for play this summer. He proposed the block as a play street, but it wasn't approved.
I think it's a shame, especially for the kids. You could tell they were enjoying themselves, especially the little ones, like the younger kids.
The city says it makes decisions about play street eligibility based on safety concerns, including narcotic use and gun violence. They're directing families to access free meals and activities at McPherson Square Park and other gathering spaces like McVeigh and Scanlon Recreation Centers. The Parks and Recreation Department has invested additional resources in summer programs at McPherson Square Park and its library. The playground is fenced in, and it's decorated with welcoming, colorful decals. We stop by as a group of kids are racing city-provided tricycles. They're directed by a play captain stationed at that playground. But those facilities are just a short walk from the Kensington and Allegheny transit tracks. It's an intersection notorious for drug activity. Fabiano says families on residential side streets may not feel safe walking from their homes to the park. And she thinks play streets could help with that.
And all these blocks are arteries to other things in the city, like safe passages to the swimming pool, safe passages to the playground, safe passages to the rec center. But if we're not doing anything in the neighborhood to make the residents safe, then the play street program just sort of doesn't really get us ahead in any way.
She envisions even more services being provided on play streets, like fire alarm checks or medical screenings. But that's a level of investment that new Kensington CDC Director Bill McKinney says he does not expect to see.
We don't have safe zones because we created them in other places by pushing the problems here. The first step is actually acknowledging what we're doing. This isn't random. This isn't accidental. This was a choice.
There are improvement efforts underway. In 2021, the Philadelphia Police Department created the Kensington Police District. This past April, two state lawmakers announced $1.5 million to turn the neighborhood's vacant lots into recreational spaces. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.